This is Technically News.
Are you presently on any kind of medication?
Not that I know of.
Well, you can certainly use some.
This is Technically News. I'm Randy Cook, your system engineer and virtual correspondent, bringing you the latest on the front lines of information technology, sponsored by CADMAX, System Builders, and more.
There is one thing that we've never been able to slam Microsoft on, their gaming division. Microsoft has been to gaming what Disney is to movies. Neither makes groundbreaking product, but consistently provides reliable quality entertainment. Microsoft's Midtown Madness and their World War II Combat Flight Sim are two of the best games that were released this year. Games have also been a great source of profit for Microsoft. While sales and popularity of their other products may be slipping, their games continue to get great reviews and great sales. Now our spies are telling us that the Redmond Empire is going to enter the video gaming console market and compete with companies like Sony, Sega, and Nintendo. Codenamed the Xbox, it will be available next year, hopefully in the first quarter of next year. Reports are that it will run on the Intel architecture and include a new revolutionary graphics chip. The Xbox will be built by either Dell or Gateway, according to our spies. We're betting that the Xbox will be built by Gateway as a replacement to the scrapped Amiga project and contain graphics technology from the mysterious Transmeta Corporation. We also think consumers can expect it will be a cable-ready device for internet play, contain a version of WinCE for internet browsing and email, and cost a little over $200. This will be a tough market for Microsoft to break into. Industry heavyweights like Nintendo, Sony, and Sega have a history of customer loyalty. They've found out the hard way that the console is only as good as the games that run on it. Microsoft has officially denied that they're working on such a project, but we will pass on any rumors or solid information as it is leaked to us.
This has been Technically News, brought to you by CADMAX, System Builders, and more. Call 1-884-CADMAX. Join us for our next report and keep an eye on the WVNZ website at WVNZ.com. I'm Randy Cook, your system engineer and virtual correspondent reporting.